This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. I'm thrilled today to be joined by someone who's a brilliant orthopedic surgeon, plus a brilliant entrepreneur and thinker. We're joined today by Dr. Brett Miller. Dr. Miller is going to talk to us about his practice. He's also going to talk to us about an application he's developed and tell us about that and what that looks like and how that works and a lot more. Dr. Miller, can you tell us about yourself, your practice, and about Hurt App?
Sure thing. Thanks for having us on this podcast, Scott. And, you know, we certainly follow Becker's, all of your products, and appreciate all that you do to keep the industry informed about what is going on in our chaotic world right now. So thanks for doing that. And thanks for having us. But you used the word brilliant twice. I don't think that I would consider myself brilliant anyway. I'm a very practical man, very practical surgeon. I'm an orthopedic surgeon in the Midwest, St. Joseph, Missouri, born and raised here. So I came home after residency. I did my training at University of Kansas Medical Center and stayed there for my residency and have great relationships with that department. St. Joe, for people, your listeners, St. Joe's about an hour north of Kansas City. So we have some proximity to the tertiary medical center. My current practice is mostly arthroscopy, sports medicine, but I've been in practice for going on 19 years, and I have done it all. I started out as a general orthopedist and did revision total hips. I did complex fractures. And then as you age and mature and you find your niche, we sort of dialed it into injury and sports medicine. I still am very active in my community and practice. Unfortunately or unfortunately, I have to take level 2 trauma call every 6th night. And I always tell people that, you know, I've taken 5 solid years of my life dealing with orthopedic trauma call. So I think that's important to let all the people who become our clients know that I'm still in the mix here, and I understand the challenges and frustrations that we all encounter in those situations. So that's my practice in a nutshell. And we started the Hurt App many years ago, but we've really evolved and taken off in about the last 2 years.
And talk about what the Hurt App does, what it is, and so forth.
This could go on for hours, but I'll try to condense it so that we don't bore your listeners. But in a nutshell, if I were to give you my 2-minute elevator pitch and you were a user or a patient, I would say this. We all have kids in youth sports. We all have our own weekend warrior injuries. We know that in youth sports and in even high school sports, 85% of injuries occur in practices and in the absence of an athletic trainer. I don't want you to be clear that I think athletic trainers are absolutely wonderful. We hire them in our own practice. Unfortunately, there's not enough of them and they're expensive. So in a nutshell, Hurt is a virtual connection for an injured party or a user in need, if they have a bone or joint problem, to connect directly to an orthopedic expert. Our team is live 5 a.m. to midnight, 365. So if you're injured or hurt, you download the app, register for a free account, submit your injury through the platform, and then our team, which includes athletic trainers and orthopedic surgeons, communicates and messages with you and kind of gives you next steps. We give you advice. And then we navigate you, most importantly, we navigate you to one of our network partners, which is a reputable quality orthopedic surgery practice. So think of it like this. Scott, I'm sure you know hundreds, if not 1,000 orthopedic surgeons. And if you twist your ankle or hurt your shoulder on your mountain bike, you can just look in your phone and text one of your acquaintances or friends, probably. So the Hurt App and the Hurt platform is essentially giving everyone that same level of service that for people who may not know an orthopedic surgeon or even know where to start or go. So that's it in a nutshell.
And talk about how important that is, because as you know, as there's become greater shortages of physicians, having access, finding a specialist when you need them, where you need them, it's become an act of God unless you know somebody today, isn't it? So this really helps to cut to the chase of that, doesn't it?
I always tell my users that this is like the Disney Fast Pass. When we navigate at HERT, you get to jump to the front of the line because our network partners know that this is a legitimate problem that needs orthopedic expertise. And in reality, the Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons wants to own all of MSK, which I completely agree with. I know that when people start with orthopedic surgeons or orthopedic experts, the cost of care, the precision of care, all of that stuff is amplified. People recover faster. They miss less time from work, and it certainly costs less when you don't. I mean, we all have nightmares of all these unnecessary tests being ordered or a missed distal biceps rupture that caused, you know, all these terrible things that happen, which is what prompted me to create this platform. I mean, I told you I take level 2 trauma call. I was seeing all these people misguided, and the care that they were being told was completely opposite of what we would do. So I wanted a direct connection to an orthopedic practice for my patients. And I did that very simply. I started with an email platform trying to capture Friday night football after the fact. So after, you know, kids are injured on Friday night football, they either have two options. They can go to the ER or they can wait till Monday. Well, parents don't like to wait till Monday, and no one likes to go to the ER. So this was our first attempt at this. My first attempt at this was just a simple email connection. We've significantly evolved from there, of course. And now we have this huge, vast musculoskeletal platform that is just absolutely exploding. It's like a dream come true when you see this thing that started out as a sketch in a notebook, and it's become what it is today. It's good to be right, I guess, and it's good to see people embrace it. And I literally think they were begging for it, and we've delivered it.
And talk about that, because I used the word brilliant early on. My colleague has told me that you're brilliant, but you also said it's good to be right. So, I mean, there must be some appreciation of the intelligence that went into designing this, some enthusiasm for it. Talk a little bit about, you know, what advice do you have for people? You really followed this as a passion, a labor of love, and really saw a need that's out there, because it is truly out there, to find a way to connect people with the physicians they need when they need them. Point is so well taken. Talk a little bit about any advice you'd give to somebody trying to follow something that's sort of an entrepreneurial endeavor, close to their job, close to their core business. Talk a little bit about that. What sort of any advice you'd have for people?
I think what's unique and what I've learned in this decade journey is you hit it on the head. You have to have a passion for solving a problem. You also have to have the expertise. So certainly I understand injuries as good as anyone because of my training and my occupation, but it's never been about the money. It's never been because I need a job. So a lot of these startups are created by people who need a job. So they manufacture a job, they raise a bunch of money so they can pay themselves a salary. We've completely funded this ourselves. We've bootstrapped the whole thing. Everybody has sweat equity. So our team is full of talented executives who are very mature in their careers. And that everyone on our team is driven to solve this problem because we see it over and over again. So I would say that, and I'm actually working right now. It's a funny story. I go to Chipotle over lunch sometime, and I wear these Fig scrubs, which is kind of a cult-like apparel for physicians and nurses and healthcare providers. And I saw this other young man, I'm not young, but with Fig scrubs, and it said Dr. Shaw with ophthalmic surgeon. So he looked at me, I looked at him, and we had lunch together, and he's had this vision and this sort of desire to develop an app for ophthalmology problems. So I have been mentoring him through this process, and it's really interesting to see him in his phase versus where we are in our phase and kind of thinking through all those problems. But the other piece of advice I would say is you have to have perseverance. There are so many ups and downs, and early on, there's a heck of a lot more downs than ups. And even now, I'll occasionally wake up in a cold sweat with chest pain, you know, panicking that, oh my gosh, what have I forgot? Or how are we going to deliver? So I think it's very much like being a parent. You're always a parent, even with grown children, which I have. And I always worry about them driving home. And I mean, and that's what I think this, you know, I would tell entrepreneurs is it has to become part of you. And the Hurt app is, and the Hurt platform is certainly, you know, it's part of my identity now.
But that is so true. Talk for a moment about the, give us a moment on the lunch choice at Chipotle. I mean, I just got off the phone, the podcast with Mike Roizen, Dr. Roizen. And Dr. Roizen is the famous author of this book about real age, you know, about how we age, diet, exercise, such a part of that, Dr. Miller. What do you eat at Chipotle that lets us, how do we balance that with being a brilliant orthopedic surgeon? And how do you manage that?
You know, Scott, I'm a fitness fanatic. I actually follow a lot of the longevity practices. I'm 49 years old, but I've been following these practices, and I'm always reading about how, if you haven't read it, read The Blue Zones. It's a National Geographic book that kind of examines seven pockets throughout the world where people live to be 100 at a rate far greater than any other region. And the theme is this: they all move every day. So they walk everywhere or they move. They don't sit and watch TV. They all have a relatively clean diet. And I'm not saying, you know, you have to eat nuts and berries, and I'm not saying you have to be a carnivore, but you have to have a relatively clean diet. But what I think is most important is they don't know the word retirement, and they always stay engaged. They have social engagements. Their mind is always working. And, you know, in Okinawa, Japan, there is no word in the vocabulary for retirement. So that's a word that's not even in, you can't translate retirement in that culture. So, you know, I think that's the key to my life. And that's
but I think that is so important. This concept of, like, we talk about it is, we jokingly call it active into your 80s. This concept of, and you and I are old enough professionals to have so many people that we've seen, whether family or other professionals, that retired and immediately, if not died, slowed down so much physically and mentally. And so this concept of staying active, as you said, quote unquote, not retiring, it doesn't mean that you're practicing at the pace you practiced at one point, because that might not be sustainable into your 80s, but you're staying active with different mental, physical, business, intellectual pursuits. So important, isn't it, Dr. Miller? Isn't that such a key?
It's the key to life. My 80-year-old father-in-law has run a mom-and-pop filling station, tire service, gas, that kind of thing, since he was 17 years old. And he is now 80. He probably works 60 hours a week, but it's not work to him. His house is right next to it. He walks over, has coffee with his friends. He runs the cash register a little bit. He'll watch the station while his son, who took it over, might go to lunch. But that guy, you know, he looks forward to getting up every day. And, you know, that's what this platform and this create. I look forward to doing this. It's not a grind. The future is so bright and the application so vast. I can't wait to see what it's going to become. You know, I've had offers to sell it and all that sort of stuff, but we at Hurt are trying to build a solution to a terrible problem. And we are also trying to create a legacy. We're trying to, you know, give our families something to kind of look forward to and maybe be part of the company and build this culture of these technology solutions for these healthcare problems. You know, healthcare is a decade behind every other segment in leveraging technology to improve outcomes. So, I mean, we couldn't be in a better spot right now, in a better space. And, you know, it's just exciting to wake up every day and see what we can do.
So two quick comments. One, if you sold it, you'd have to find your next passion. So you can't sell it until you're ready to find the next passion anyways, because you got to keep yourself active and engaged. Second is, and you don't have to answer this, if this is too sensitive, you don't have to answer this. And feel free to beg off on this, because this will be a tough question.
Okay.
Your father-in-law's filling station, yep. Are the prices competitive?
The price, so right next across the highway is a Casey's General Store. And of course, we know about Casey's, massive corporation, multiple chains. They always try to lower their prices below his. And we're talking about a few cents, a nickel, a dime. So his prices are competitive, but that guy will open his door at 7 o'clock if you knock on it, if you need a wrecker call, if you're out of gas and you got to run to Kansas City at 6 in the morning before he opens. So that's the difference. That's very much like the platform we created. We are literally live, human to human, not bots. We are live assisting people when they are at their most stressful time. When else are you more stressed than when your kid or when you are injured? You lose your mind. And so I tell my team as we train our medical response team, I said, the first thing you have to do is calm people and talk them off the ledge. There's no emergency that can't take a deep breath and let us gather. And when you do that, you gain the trust of the user. And that's the key to all of this, right? That's the key to all industry, is the trust that you gain by being just a great human being to people. And that's
great. One more follow-up question there. I assume from the area of the world you're in, either Royals or Cardinals fan.
Royals for sure.
So Royals fans. So Royals fans, I guess, doesn't matter quite as much. But if a Cub player or a Cub fan dials into the app or accesses the app, do they still get the same level of service that a Royals fan get? And does George Brett get the best service?
Let's talk different. Let's do Chiefs Raiders. So obviously we're right down the road from Patrick Mahomes. We're right down the road from the world champion Chiefs. And, you know, they actually come to our community for training camp. So if a Raiders fan, which is the most hated sort of team in the NFL for Chiefs fans, if they're here, we're going to, and one of their fans is injured, they're going to get the same level of service, maybe a little more because they're scary people and you know, you never know what they're going to do.
But the Raiders, have the Raiders softened any since the Al Davis generation, or are they still that hated, that much of a rival by everybody?
It's not, other than just in nostalgia. I actually, my dad grew up as a Raiders fan with Al Davis and Howie Long and all those people. So I have Raiders gear until I was at KU. And I finally said, you know, I am so tired of going to a Chiefs game and not being able to have fun with the rest of the crowd. And I'm from here, so I'm flipping the switch. So I still give my nephews and cousins who are still Raiders fan a hard time. We actually go to the game annually, six or eight of us, and we give each other a hard time. But you're right. I mean, the Raiders are terrible. They're really not a rival to anyone.
And do you ever feel bad that Bill Self has been so successful at KU after leaving the University of Illinois?
So my daughter runs track at the University of Nebraska. And so she's a high jumper and a javelin thrower. And so she's an incredible athlete. Well, you know, KU Lawrence is right down the road from us, about 70 miles. And she wanted to go there. She wanted to run track at KU. And they passed on her. So they kind of said, yeah, we're going to do this. You got a scholarship. And then the COVID year hit. And so what happened is all the COVID kids got an extra year. And the University of Kansas says, you know, sorry, we want you to come as a preferred walk-on, but we don't have enough scholarships. So the University of Nebraska is like, come here, we want you, we'll give you scholarship, of course. So now our home doesn't really care much for KU. We're huge Husker fans now because they've treated our kids so well.
So one of our close colleagues, Amber Walsh, is an incredible, incredible Jayhawks fan, as is Holly Buckley, who's also an incredible Jayhawks fan. So you and I can now share, no longer cheering for the Jayhawks. You'll cheer for the Cornhuskers. I'll cheer for the Illini, and we'll all cheer for the Herd app.
That's awesome. We actually cheer for anyone not playing, or for anyone who's playing KU or the Raiders. So we will share that common theme.
We similarly cheer for anybody who's playing against the University of Michigan. Dr. Miller, phenomenal what you've done with the Herd app and with your professional career. And I love the advice on staying active in this concept of never retiring. I just love the whole message and the thinking. Where can people learn more about the HURT app? Where can they learn more about it, Dr. Miller?
Very simple. HURTapp.com. It's free. Download. That's the other thing, Scott, I didn't mention. We don't bill insurance companies. We don't bill users. So there's no barrier to entry. And that's kind of the thing that I will insist as long as I'm at the helm here is that, you know, we can't be trying to get a nickel or a dollar from anyone when they're injured. We figure all that out later. And so it's an absolutely free service to our users. But HURTapp.com, we're also in the App Store. So I just encourage everyone to download before you need it. It's free. And I appreciate you guys having me on.
Again, thank you, Dr. Brett Miller, for joining us. Whether you like it or not, I'll say it again. Brilliant physician, brilliant leader, and now I find a brilliant sports fan as well. Dr. Miller, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you much.